Ben Fisher joins us. Ben, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am all right. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, first time ever in the since the wild card's been invented that all four road teams won, which wasn't a real surprise because they were all favored, except Washington, I think, was a one-point favorite at home against Green Bay at the end. None of them were major favorites, but they all won. However, really, like, the Green Bay game was probably the best game. It was really ugly weekend of football in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, certainly with winning a division guaranteeing you a home playoff date, then you run into these awful divisions, Houston and Washington. But you're right, not a lot of great football this weekend, and a team like Seattle, who I thought really had a chance to push for that Super Bowl, I'm backing off a little bit right now after they really didn't impress that much in Minnesota.
Well, no, not at all. And really, you know, if they don't miss a chip shot, Seattle's out. Right, like,
yeah.
I think it's pretty much that simple. Now you move on, and you've got the teams on the bye. There's, you know, a lot of people are going to be, I think, looking, and there'll be a lot of talk about Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos this weekend. Of course, the Patriots. How healthy of a lineup will they put on the field against Kansas City? And the Chiefs are really, you know, a lot of people discounted them all. They haven't beaten anybody, and I'm sure because they beat Houston, that won't necessarily change. But they dominated that game, and trust me, their quarterback is far from, you know, the guy that they dominated and created five turnovers for. But Kansas City going into New England, to me, is the most intriguing matchup of the weekend. Which one intrigues you the most?
I think right now, I mean, that's a good one. I like Denver-Pittsburgh, too. I mean, if Ben Roethlisberger's not ready to go, then that turns into what should be a pretty easy win for Denver. But we could see two quarterbacks with two pretty weak arms come this weekend. So it'll be interesting to see how the defenses deal with that. Maybe a lot of safeties close to the line, because as Roethlisberger said, he couldn't throw downfield this weekend, and, you know, he'll be a little better next week, but hopefully he's got a bit left, and we all know Peyton Manning's not got the strongest arm. So that one's to me I'm looking forward to the most.
Ben, I want to get your thoughts on the Cincinnati Bengals. They had quite the meltdown in the fourth quarter of the wild card matchup. Pac-Man Jones posted on Instagram, took it down right away. He's still sounding off about Joey Porter. But the Bengals announced today Marvin Lewis will be coming back. He's 0-7 in the playoffs. I guess your thoughts on the Bengals bringing back Marvin Lewis as head coach?
You know, I like the move because it's always been kind of the Bengals' MO to bring in these talented players that no one else is going to touch, because they do stuff like Perfect does. And for the most part, Marvin Lewis reins them in. It's just, you can never trust guys like Perfect, and Pac-Man Jones has been a little better lately, but you can never really trust them. And it bit them at the perfect storm. They both went off at the absolute wrong time, and cost them their first playoff win in forever.
You mentioned this, the Steelers got by the Bengals. Ben Roethlisberger a little banged up. Do the Steelers need Ben Roethlisberger to get by the Denver Broncos? Do you think they have enough weapons on offense to sneak past Denver?
I think they absolutely need Roethlisberger. Denver's got a great defense, and Landry Jones struggles against mediocre defenses. Even if D'Angelo Williams comes back and Antonio Brown's healthy, Denver's defense will be licking their chops, I think, if Roethlisberger's even anything less than 90%. So they really got to hope, in my opinion, that Roethlisberger is good to go. And, I mean, he's a gamer, and he's beaten Denver before, so I'm not putting it past them. But they certainly need him.
Ben Fisher joins us. Over in the NFC, you've got Carolina and Arizona with two great records off bye weeks. Seattle takes on the Panthers, and Green Bay takes on Arizona. I haven't even seen the lines that have come out yet. I'm going to guess that the home teams are favored, but I haven't seen the lines. I don't think they're going to be big favorites. But do you like the home teams this weekend in the NFC, or what is it about the Packers or Seahawks you think that they can upset on the road?
Yeah, I like both home teams. Again, this week kind of changed me. I thought Seattle certainly had a chance to upset Carolina going into the playoffs, but they didn't look great. And I've never quite trusted Carolina this whole year, and I don't know why. So I think it's time to give them the benefit of the doubt. And then in the other one, Aaron Rodgers didn't have a great game, but he looked pretty good. If Green Bay's kind of figured out their offensive problems that plagued them in the second half of the season, they can certainly, you know, go play for play with Arizona. But I'm with you. I think both home teams should be probably slight favorites heading into the weekend.
Ben, I want to ask you your thoughts on the ending of the Cincinnati game. You know, the Bengals, man, we could make a joke. John Vandevelde was like, hey, I might not be the biggest meltdown in sports history now. As they look to have that game, you know, Burfict makes an outstanding interception, and people are like, oh, wow, here they go. They've got the game now. And then, of course, they fumble the ball. They march it downfield. He takes an absolutely bonehead penalty. And then the Adam Jones official. What are your thoughts on the NFL allowing a mouthpiece defensive position coach on the field antagonizing players in the heat of the moment?
Yeah, that one to me, I mean, I read earlier today the NFL is really trying to stop the offsetting 15-yard penalties because then nothing really happened. But they said they're trying to get the instigator, and it sounded like Joey Porter was the instigator. So, I mean, the fine that he's going to get is very little comfort to Cincinnati fans, and I'm sure Pittsburgh fans will gladly chip in for that one because I really think Porter may have stole that game for them. I know they would have had the field goal still, but 15 yards made it a big deal there.
Ben, we have a week to preview the divisional games. I'm sure we'll get to that later on. I do want to get your thoughts on some of the stuff off the field as Ben Fisher from TSN.ca joins us. It was announced today that Rex Ryan is bringing on his twin brother Rob Ryan to join the Buffalo Bills. Is this a good move by the Bills, or is this a head-scratching move by the Bills?
To me, it's a head-scratcher just because Rob Ryan is a terrible coach. I don't know if Rex's dad told him to do it or what happened there. I think Bills fans are probably hoping that Rob is just going to do everything that Rex tells him to do, because Rob's track record is not very good. So I hope they, you know, for their sake, I hope he's not given free rein to do what he's done in the past.
And lastly, it's being brought up. There's a lot of coaching vacancies. Looks like Jim Caldwell's future with the Lions is in doubt, but it's confirmed now by many sources that the Eagles met with Tom Coughlin. Would Coughlin be a good fit to coach the team that he terrorized for so many years?
Coughlin, I heard, got a 49ers interview as well. I think people are kind of romanticizing him a bit because he had such a nice sort of farewell press conference. I know he does have the two Super Bowls. Both years the Giants didn't go into the playoffs that strong. I'm not a big Tom Coughlin fan. I think he's a good coach, but I don't think he's a let's drop everything and try and get him type of coach. Plus, he's super old, so maybe if you have him and a succession plan in place, but I certainly wouldn't be bending over backwards for a coach who I think people are kind of remembering more fondly than he may have been deservedly so of.
That happens a lot in pro sports sometimes. We should bring that player back. Or, you know, and you do it with coaches, you do it with players. And it's difficult. You know, I think it's naturally human instincts at time to, you know, he's won two Super Bowls. He's won twice, which is very true. But, you know, it's a different time, and he doesn't have a younger Eli Manning as quarterback. And, he definitely doesn't have a defensive line in Philly like he had in New York when they were winning championships. So,
oh, sure, yeah.
So we'll see. But quickly, give me your – who are you picking in the AFC?
I'm going with Denver. I think Peyton Manning might have just enough in it that Denver can – their defense can take them the rest of the way.